So welcome to Isolated 8 Podcast Season 2. We're starting this one well. Now, this is not for the faint-hearted, and if you're easily offended, either leave your feelings at the door or don't listen, I can't lie. I got a couple of my mates together, so there's me, Stevie Nicks came back, Chris and Dave, who are brothers, and we all used to live over in Lanzarote. It's been a while since we've all got together, and I knew it would be a good laugh. I knew it would be lots of fun, plus some interesting conversation as well. So, and I got exactly what I wanted. But again, I need to kind of pre-warn people that there's plenty of bad language. There's plenty of, you know, you've got four lads getting together that haven't spoke to each other in a while and basically just taking the piss out of each other while having a good chat. So really, really enjoyed this one. Dave had issues getting the video up, and then he caused me issues by going in and out and in and out of the session trying to get his video up, which meant I had about three different recordings that I had to kind of piece together. So thanks, Dave. You really, really got me some new skills there, man. So all good, really. Enjoy, and yeah, catch you again soon, man. Oh, there's a new theme tune as well, so check out for that. So thanks to Steve and OB. Loving this tune. I took the first kind of 30 seconds of it, of the song, and it's going to be the new theme tune. So buzzing with that as well. So yeah, stay safe, everyone, and catch you soon.
The weed I smoke, it makes me choke, it makes me higher than a motherfucker.
And yeah, there we go. Record, bang, done. How easy was that? So, hello, lads. How are we? It's been a while since we've all been together in the same room. How are we all? Let's start with you, Dreadlock, since you're there and we can't see you. What's happening, mate? How are you, Dave?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. Enjoying lockdown, like fucking retirement, really, isn't it?
Happy out here.
Oh, it's lovely.
Even when you was working, you was like semi-retired, though, Dave. You never kind of move out of fucking first gear, do you? Do you know what I mean?
If he walks around the bar like he was fucking semi-retired.
I thought he was going to say retarded then. Yeah, that's your slip. Brother. You can't call him semi-retarded, like, not straight off the bat.
Man. And we're off. I didn't think it would take long until the first dig came in anyway. how are you getting on? Stephen X. You know it, mate. You know it. And Chris, how's Paris treating you?
Not so good, mate, because I haven't lived there for fucking 6 months. Get the program, buddy. I
don't. Fuck me, mate. You got out at the right time, you did.
I got out. Well, no, I'm still in France. I live in a town called Rennes, which is in Brittany. And I've lived here for 6 months. And I've gone from working in an Irish bar in Paris to working in an Irish bar in Rennes until recent events change things around. So yeah,
well, what took you down that way?
It was basically because Paris, obviously, like, you know, you kind of think of Paris, the Eiffel Tower, the Champs-Élysées, the Arc de Triomphe, but really it's full of fucking trannies and people that sell fucking shit coke. So it was a bit mad. I worked in a district called Big App. So what? Because I bought fucking shit coke off trannies.
I'm telling
mum. Yeah, your mother's probably listening to this as we speak. She's your biggest and only fan.
I'm banking on the fact that she isn't listening to this.
I actually give mum and dad the link, so you're fucked.
You're going to come in for a chat.
Mum, it was a joke. She didn't have a cock.
And Steve, what's the story with you since the last time we spoke about, probably 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago? Still living in the same place, right?
Yeah. I'm in Newbridge Kildare. And the lockdown, I've just been drinking a bit more, actually, since we last spoke, because the first few weeks I was like... The first few weeks I was like getting this healthy vibe, going out, running every day. And now it's just turned into, I'm calling it summer Christmas. Because great weather, but it's like Christmas. You feel like you've got an excuse. It's like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, Linz, can I open a can? Do you know what I mean? Yeah, obviously, yeah, yeah. I ask her. Time. Yeah, I ask her first, and obviously she has a spliff around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so she can't fucking say anything.
She can have as many as she wants today. It's 4:20 today, isn't it? So, today is a stoner's Christmas, mate, and I've been making the most of it, I must say.
I can see by your red eye.
Yeah. There's a real shortage at the moment around Cork. Everyone's scared to. So you get stopped for fucking having shopping. If you get stopped, do they check your shopping? Do you know what I mean? To make sure you've been to the shop. So I don't think anyone wants to be moving large quantities of cannabis around.
I don't want to be the guy that encourages you and gives you a way of buying cannabis.
I've been on the dark web, mate.
Get that shit posted, mate. Get posted from Spain. Do you know what I mean?
There's ways around it, but you need to be meticulous with your timing, and I'm not so good. I kind of look at it and go, oh, shit. I should have thought about this 2 weeks ago.
You need to be a week in advance, Nick. You can't be like on your last joint going, yeah, maybe I'll order some weed online today.
I've been smoking long enough. I should fucking know better. What's your story with that, Dave? What's it, Lanzarote? Any issues? There's never been an issue getting weed in Lanzarote, has there?
Fucking, I feel sorry for you, mate, listening to that. No, I'm sound.
You should see that.
I heard you gave up, David. Is there any truth in that? Give up what? Smoking weed? No,
I'm still doing that. I've given up at the moment. Work.
he's given up smoking for breakfast. I think was what he actually meant. Do you know what I mean?
To be honest, it's been nice because it's just like a full time, just spending loads of family time. So without the little one Harper, we'd be fucking lost, really. Dan's probably going mad with me, but she stuck with me for like the last month.
You got to be careful who you get locked down with. That's the issue, isn't it? You know, like fucking someone you hate.
I can imagine you and Stephen Hicks fucking living together at lockdown.
I'd be giving him a reach around every night, don't worry about
it. We'd be loving it. I actually think women are finding this tougher than men, because for me, and I could be completely misogynistic here, but I've got so many hobbies that involve sitting in this fucking very nice chair that it's grand for me. Do you know what I mean? I could pick up the guitar, I can fucking make a Roberto Baggio ball legend. I can do that.
No one knows what you're talking about, Steve.
You know what, though, Chris, right? Yeah. He says to me, right, we're playing this Pro Evolution game and you make your own player, right? And you have to control your own player. And he goes, I'm just going to show you the picture and let me know who it is. And straight off the bat, mate, first guess, Roberto Baggio.
Yeah,
the artwork.
Yeah, I've already had it. He's showing me these kind of players that he creates online for this online 11 versus 11 league. And I'm watching, I'm playing along, but really kind of deep down, I'm thinking, Steve, you're like a 45-year-old man with fucking 3 kids. Get a fucking life, you know what I mean? playing around, making like football players on the PlayStation 4. What is wrong with you? You know
what I mean? Who did you make today, Chris?
I didn't make anybody, but I'm going to make Yak Sam later.
the funny thing with Chris is every fucking photo I send him, he goes, yeah, Ray Parler. He's got an obsession with Ray Parler. I have no reason. I don't know why. I send him a black guy. I'll send him a Jermaine Defoe, and he goes, Ray Parler.
Talking of football, Dave, you're the first Liverpool fan we've had on, so what the fuck? How are you feeling, mate?
Fuck you, dickhead. I'm not going to talk about football, all right, until we get that trophy.
Man, is it going to happen?
Yeah, next May.
Oh, man.
It can't happen. I'll tell you what, right, in my opinion, if Liverpool win, if they get to play the games, they're going to lift that trophy and they're going to lift it behind closed doors in front of the bench, and that's it. If they get awarded the title off the bat without having completed their games, then there will always be an asterisk next to their name in the annals of history.
Even if they lift it in front of the bench, there'll still be that asterisk there next to it, surely, because
There'll always be an asterisk. They have to win two games to be crowned champions in a normal sense if the season was still underway. But at the end of the day, the world has changed. And this season, for the betterment, coming from a Man United fan, of course, should be wrote off.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because United, where are you, like, seventh in the league, are you? What the fuck? Battling relegation.
Yeah, you wait till next season.
And are you confident next season?
Sixth, guaranteed.
Sixth at least.
No, I think we're looking good. So, what about your team then, Steve? Which one, Nottingham Forest or Arsenal?
You like one
of them guys that used to PR outside Centro, like having six fucking football teams: Barca, Real Madrid, Liverpool,
taking them off. Depending on who's walking down the street.
Liverpool, Manchester, Casablanca.
Any team that I support, though, does fucking horrifically afterwards, like as soon as I start. So
I'm a Liverpool fan, so will you?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be supporting Liverpool next season. They'll finish fourth. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Fuck you, dickhead. Listen, Newcastle be winning the title.
What land are you living on?
Not in my lifetime.
They'll be signing all sorts next season, I bet.
This is a serious show, Dave. This is a comedy, mate.
Yeah.
Maybe they can
stone a few homosexuals at half time as well for the entertainment.
Why would they do that?
They've just been bought by somebody with a, let's just say, a questionable human rights record. I don't want to get too political, but the guy who's in the royal family.
Which is why they bought Newcastle, where wife beating's rife. So
250. I've got the missus listening in. The fucking Jordan. She said 250.
Yeah, she was so worried about wife beating in Newcastle. She left Newcastle. She got on a plane to go 2,000 miles to avoid being beaten as a woman.
She beats me, Steve.
Steve, trying to move on, mate. Fucking what domestic violence, misogyny, people being beheaded. This is in the last 2 minutes.
You started the stoning talk, Chris. Let's.
Yeah, well, no, Nick started it when he was talking about how much weed he gets hands on.
You mentioned at 2 o'clock, mate.
Sorry,
I text Nick.
Steve mentioned the stoning first.
I text Nick on, before Dave. Saying, you know, "Have we got to be careful what we say on this fucking podcast?" I thought this is bigger than Joe Rogan's one.
No, mate, no. Joe Rogan, I tell you, this is just something for me to do, lads. And yeah, when was the last time we all got in a room and spoke at the same time? I'd say, well, I know we're not in a room, but we're virtually, what? We're all face to face. You just don't have your camera on.
What?
see, you know that, the camera icon, Dave? You've got to click it.
Oh, shit, appears. I'll have to go inside then.
Go inside what? The fucking Matrix?
Why are you sat outside as well?
I'm just having a Pernambraca.
Are you having a Pernambraca? What, in the gazebo?
What's a Pernambraca?
Yeah, have a guess, Steve. What's that Polish piss you fucking drink?
Carpacci. I'll have you know, mate, that's 5%. That's fucking rocket fuel, mate. That's
right, what have I got to click on here?
I don't think we need to see it.
Click on the camera. It's optional, Dave. It's optional.
Yeah, we don't need to see you, Dave, because let's be fair, you haven't aged well.
Fuck, Steve. I'm surprised you know technology. You're about fucking 60, you prick.
I thought Steve was going gay, a grey.
Going.
I'm getting this working on a fucking Nokia, mate. What am I doing?
Are you on a phone?
You're just keep as you are, mate. Keep as you are. I'll send you a photo.
You actually sound like you're phoning into a radio station, Dave, to win a fucking trip to Jersey or a teddy bear.
Pernambaca.
Chris, tell me what you should be doing work-wise. Obviously nothing now, but was it DJing still that you were doing?
I was working in an Irish bar in Paris, and I was alongside that was DJing. I was working in the same place, so I was working a couple of days behind the bar to obviously supplement my wages, and I was working on the black, sorry tax man, DJing So I was doing that at the weekends, and it was great, and I was fucking rolling in it. And I've come to Rennes, and I've been put on a part-time contract while we're kind of waiting for people to leave so my hours can go up. And basically, I'm on the French benefits kind of system. I'm kind of part of that, and they have to make my wages up to the minimum wage. So I'm earning shit money at the minute, or I was until I got laid off. So now I'm just back on fucking benefits like everybody else is. I'm basically being furloughed, but it's okay. You know, it's cheaper to live here. It's nicer. There's less mental people and trannies. So every cloud.
What's the and kind of what's the level of restrictions at the moment there?
Here we can go shopping. You have to do it's called an attestation, which is like a form that you fill out, and it allows you to go shopping or go to the doctor, or you could do an hour of physical exercise every day, which I'm led to believe as well. In Spain, you can't even do the exercise. So I'm grateful for that.
I think that may have been, I don't know, Dave, what's the story? Has it been lifted slightly, or is it still strict? Can you get out and go for a walk or walk the dog these days or what?
I can go to Lidl, which they're like, it's like fucking sardines in there. I go to the petrol station, get like fill up gas, but to be honest, fuck, it's all right, not too bad.
Like, can you do exercise? Can you get out and just go for a walk with the dogs?
You know, you're talking to Nick, yeah? Dave.
Right, let me speak. To be honest, you're fucking not. I'm just trying to get my camera sorted, but I've got a crack in the screen where it says.
You're trying to do two things at once. Come back to me in 10 minutes with a question.
Yeah. I do a lot of exercise, and it's mainly down to handwork on the PlayStation.
Oi, oi! I thought you was going to say something else there. Yeah.
That sounded come across really bad. Steve, I know you've been doing fuck all. You've done like over 200 games in Warzone, you.
Me? Yeah, in fairness, I have been playing a little bit of Warzone, a lot of PES. I try and get in a good 8 hours a day just to supplement the time that I was working before. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to feel lazy, so yeah. I'm putting in a good shift on the PS4 instead.
It's just come to me actually, looking at us and hearing us, that we're all actually a bunch of fucking lazy cunts, coronavirus or not, and we'll all agree that it's the best thing that's ever happened to us. Not in a way that fucking loads of people are dying, because that's terrible, and there's many, many bad things about this kind of virus pandemic thing that's going on. But it enables us all to just sit around the house doing fuck all, which is, let's be honest, what we all love. Correct.
I'm getting ripped off here, lads. I'm actually still working Monday to Friday in this room. I'm in working hours now. Obviously, I'm taking it very seriously. My I work for a company that sells
natural herb service.
Yeah, natural herb services, mate. I work for a company that sells software. And I kind of manage a team of 7 people that call into places all over Europe selling this software, man. So it's I've got a bit of time here and there in between kind of meetings and stuff that I can do this shit. I've had a couple of people asking me, do you fancy doing a podcast? I'll jump on there. Do you fancy doing it at the weekend? I'm like, yeah, mate, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, man. That's my podcast hours. So I've not really had a load of time to spend lazing around, but I think I'm the only one that's not fucking getting applauded for being on the front line that still has to work.
Yeah, but you don't have to leave your house. That's why you're not being applauded, Nick. You're not working with dying people.
Mate, I'm fucking living. Do you see all these people working from home? Like, our software helps people do that, so fucking front line, mate.
All right, here we are, lads. Give them a round of
Now, you know what? I feel appreciated. Now, I actually feel appreciated.
You enable a lot more people to be lazy cunts, Nick.
Sorry to change the subject. I don't know, obviously at home, if you're listening this, you can't see Chris's house, but it looks like something out of an 80s Russian porn film. Chris, you should do an episode of Cribs around your house, mate, because that door is older than me. I'm old. I'm just looking at the fucking doorknob on it. It's like antique. You should try and see if you can sell that at the roadshow.
Yeah, but Steve, this is France, mate. They're very traditional people here. They don't do all this new build fucking bullshit. You live in a house where you can fucking, you're going to be able to hear your cat beating himself off in fucking 5 years. You know what I mean? Because the walls are so thin. Here, they're properly built, mate, yeah? Get over it.
Do you piss inside or have you got a toilet outside?
We've got one. Yeah, it's down the road.
I must say, Steve, you're only asking that because that door that you've got behind you looks fairly fresh, mate. It looks like a new door.
Yeah, man. I got a new
You can put him up this week, did
Listen,
you?
Listen, man, you can fucking... I'll show you one thing. This will turn you on. Look at the size of that TV.
Don't do see this because I can't... Lads, I can't see shit.
But you're right. I'll just
click. Click the camera logo. If there's a camera icon, click on it, and then you're going to be able to see us.
I'll describe the TV for you, Dave. It's 65 inches of fucking HD glory. That's what it is, mate. 4K.
Yeah.
I don't want to brag and say it cost a grand, but it cost a grand.
look at my TV, look.
Oh, fucking hell. Honestly.
Explain that to us
The best thing about this is you're looking at me in my fucking lovely chair, my massive TV behind me, and then Chris has shown us his room and it looks like a crack house.
There's too many books there for a crack house, mate.
The TV is pretty far away. So
I'm expecting you to offer to suck someone's dick for a cheeseburger any minute, Chris, honestly.
Where did that come from?
Because you're living in a crack house.
I don't like cheese.
Yeah, what movie was that from? That wasn't Friday. That was Drinking Juice in the Hood, was it?
I don't know, man.
That was the mock one, wasn't it?
Steve plagiarising other people's work again, is he? That's all he does. Fucking David Brent over there. Fucking
yeah, idiot. I won't be plagiarising your interior design, though, will I?
I'll be plagiarising the interior of your fucking... batty, Steve.
Yeah, that was going somewhere good, and then like it was like you were clutching at straws.
Yeah, it fizzled out. Yeah, well, you've got a bit. You got to think about all the kids tuning in. That's it.
How was fatherhood treating you, Dave? Talking to kids.
Yeah, she's an absolute gem. Yeah, she's good. You're yeah, just like dad.
Yeah. Nice and late. Nice and chilled, is she?
She's not chilled at all. She runs riot. She climbs everything. Yeah, she knows what she wants.
Where are you based now? In are you still in Carmen or?
Yeah, it's nice and sunny and blue skies. You know what I mean? I wish I had a camera to show you.
has Harper still got that? My uncle Chris is shit at Pez baby grow that I got.
Yeah, I don't think she fits in that. She doesn't fit in that.
Steve's spending money to insult people. It's just, how much disposable income have you got?
That was €20 well spent, mate, honestly.
Yeah, I bet it was for you.
That's the only reason he come and visit me, not to see Harper, just to give me that.
And are you still playing Pro Evo, Dave, with the lads, or not so
I'm
much?
I never play. I'm the undefeated champ. That's the reason why I don't play it.
Just give up.
Undefeated champ.
Yeah, give up when you're ahead.
I, you're only as good as your last game. I left on a win.
what year was that, Dave?
I think it was 2005. I beat Stephen Hicks 3-1.
I'll tell you what, in all reality, the last time I played Pro Evolution Soccer or any video game was probably with ye lads in Calle Remo.
Yeah, I know. Not even joking.
Not played it since. I was never any good then, so there was no point carrying on, do you know?
Nah, I used to get good a bit heated. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was good fun. Good fun. Well, I often tell
the celebrations and that.
Me and Chris are in the same league this season, and I'm going to fucking trounce him. I want to put that onto the air now, so you can fucking tag me in 3 months' time and ask me whether I did.
I'm sure that Nick would love to tag you if anybody really gave a fuck about online.
This is fucking serious shit, Chris.
It is serious. It's from your house, in your bedroom, in your gaming chair. Where you're sat, it's serious shit. Everybody else, don't give a fuck.
All right, let's change the topic, right? This is something that you know a lot about, Chris. French sailors.
Sorry?
French sailors.
What, is this what you do when you stop playing fucking PES thing?
No, I was reading on Reddit last night that there's a ship in France, and I think there's out of the people that have been tested for coronavirus on the ship, 1,081 have got coronavirus, 89% of the people on that ship. Okay. And I just thought, who knows about French sailors more than Chris? So I thought I'd just fucking ask your opinion on it.
Just on the spot.
I would liken it to what goes on in Lidl. I would imagine that everybody that comes out of Lidl has got coronavirus, such as the kind of the amount of people that are in there at any one time. What about the one in Port del Carmen? When you're stuck in a confined space, whether you're on a ship or squeezing cucumbers for freshness on aisle two in Lidl, it doesn't matter. You're going to be prone to contracting something.
You know what, Chris, I don't know whether you know this, but your missus is in the background and looks like she's not wearing fucking trousers, mate.
Oh, God.
I'm fucking not even joking, mate. If you actually have a look...
Oh, yeah, she's not wearing trousers. Yeah.
Fucking hell, Chris.
The door doesn't work. It's too old.
These old doors, they don't close properly.
Yeah,
she can't fucking understand you.
I know how you're making money now, Chris.
She's webcamming for me and she doesn't even know about it. We call it Saturday Night Beaver.
Oh, man.
Fucking Stephen X and Chris, you never change. You always bicker, don't they?
That's why I got them on, mate. Yeah, do you know who else I got on the other day? I got Pete Schofield on the other day and we had a little chat. That was good.
He's mate, hope you had your tinfoil hat on.
I asked him, right, listen to this.
He didn't tell you about the chemtrails, did he?
He didn't. I asked him about 5G. I was like, what's the story with this 5G, mate? You've got it in for it. And he goes, well, I read it. And you know, the way that they turned it on and people then, like, were getting sick all in these areas. And he goes, and then I did some real research into it. And now I can't fucking wait for it to come. He was like, it's so fast. It's going to be brilliant. I was like, I've never seen someone do a U-turn so much. But fair play to him. He was honest about it.
It means I don't have to snooze him on fucking Facebook anymore then. So
oh, no, he'll move on to that.
A daily fucking 5G post. Like.
He's moved on. He's moved on.
For the record, love Pete. But the one thing I've noticed about these conspiracy theories and theorists mainly is 98% of them, I know for a fact, smoke or used to smoke a shitload of fucking weed. Honestly, I'd tick him off. I'm like, 5G conspiracy. Oh, yeah, I remember him. He used to fucking smoke an eighth a day. Yeah, I know. But obviously, you know what happened? The first time somebody, I was smoking weed one day and somebody sat next to me and started talking about fucking chemtrails. And I went, yeah, I'm giving this shit up. Do you know what I mean? It was fucking, I knew I didn't want to go down that rabbit hole.
There's nothing wrong with them rabbit holes, man. They're good. They're entertaining. You just don't. Yeah. I wouldn't personally post it up on Facebook. Do you know? That's the difference.
Do you believe there's some kind of 5G conspiracy? Let's
no,
let's
no. I don't think there's 5. I don't think there's 5G. There's obviously people that are getting sick, but I personally, like, it might be different for you in France, right? But I personally haven't met or know anyone that has been told they had it or that has got sick from it. Some people have been told that they had it and have had no symptoms and been grand. Some people, I don't know anyone who's actually kind of even like their relative has died from coronavirus without kind of having pre conditions beforehand or whatever the case is, you know, or really old people. I just don't know anyone. What I do find funny is that half of the world is clearly wanting change with the likes of Trump and Boris Johnson and Sinn Féin getting voted in. And then all of a sudden we're all indoors and under the rule again. That's what I do. And when I haven't met anyone that's actually sick, I just have yet to meet that. So I still have to believe the numbers is 150,000 people dead. I'm not going to fucking disregard that and just go, oh yeah, there's nothing. But I haven't met anyone yet. That's how I see it.
Apparently, there's people dying of fucking AIDS for the last 30 years. I've never actually met anybody with AIDS either. Do you know what I mean? I'm believing it's fucking true, but I mean, I've never actually been in a bar and somebody's gone, you're right. Yeah, cool, mate. Yeah, I've got AIDS.
What about that guy that you were sucking up?
Yeah, well, I didn't get it, so he must have been clean. No, I mean,
he didn't get it.
The numbers are the numbers, but obviously the numbers look massive. But at the same time, if you look at it in Ireland, there's 400 people a day being confirmed to have it in Ireland, and 40 people dying a day. And this is a country of 5 million people. Yeah, so the likelihood of meeting somebody who has coronavirus, and also the other thing is with coronavirus, as soon as you do know you have it, you're told can't leave the fucking house. So, I mean, you're not leaving the house, you're not going to meet anyone. Like, how many people have you met in the last month?
But you know what, Mona? You generally know of someone who knows someone who knows someone. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Conor McGregor's mum died, not mum, auntie died of it, apparently.
Maybe he was lying because it's a conspiracy.
Who knows? Who knows? Yeah, no, in all fairness, I don't
know. Sorry, Conor, I'm not.
Like you say, I think people
my next door neighbour died of coronavirus last week.
Okay, and as.
No, it's bullshit.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to say, has that apartment got better doors in? Because, you know, it's great now. So,
yeah, well, I, the funny thing is, I let her touch my knob as well. Doorknob.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, like you say, when people have got a chance to have a smoke and sit down and too much time on their hands,
And YouTube.
And you get a slight thing, and you okay, let's have a look into it. And then you're wasting your time, you know. But it's fun for a while, but the reality is...
You know what the big thing is, Nick? And you see this in all walks of life, and it's something that I see all the time. It's confirmation bias, right? You believe, you think a point, right? And then you search other people that also believe that point. You never, people don't go... Oh yeah, I believe in chemtrails, but I'm going to watch a video on somebody who doesn't believe in chemtrails just to even it out. People go, Oh yeah, let's see what this guy's got to say about chemtrails. This guy's got to say about chemtrails. And every time you watch a video, it adds to your fucking already warped confirmation bias. You just keep on adding to what you already believe, especially when you're that's fucking fair. High and you're susceptible to all this bullshit.
That's 24/7, isn't it? Wake and bake, so I'm fucked.
Yeah, but for me, if you're sat there watching endless YouTube videos with 1,000 views with some fucking dickhead American guy on it saying, it was like a car that drove into the Twin Towers and then they all fucking collapsed. Some like utter bullshit. You need to kind of just read between the lines a little bit and go with what the majority think. You know, I personally don't think there's any conspiracy. I don't think there's any Illuminati. I don't think there's like lizards wearing human skin. I think that people that I agree with Steve. I believe
trust what you're fed by the media.
Generally, yeah. I trust what I'm fed by fucking Coronation Street, Nick.
Yeah. You know the thing is, and I touched on this in a comment there a few days ago on a forum, but the fact is people are going on, the government's after you, the government's bad for you, the government's after you. The average mortality rate, the average death age was like fucking 35 100 years ago. People getting to 35, that's your lot, mate, off you fucking go. What has governments given us? They've given us fucking vaccines for smallpox, rubella, measles, polio that were killing fucking millions of people. Who gave us that? Governments. Who gives us the money for this nice fucking 60 fucking 5-inch TV behind me that's fucking nice? The government. Do you know what I mean? I live in a nice house. I've got food on my table. The greatest thing that happened to Western civilization was democracy, democratic government. You get a chance to vote for people. Most of them are arseholes, I'm not going to lie. But you get a chance to every year to go and put your name down and say, I want this guy looking after my best interests. And our interests have never been looked after better. We've got the highest standard of living we've ever, ever had. In fucking 10,000 years of evolution, we're at this point now where Chris has got a fucking door behind him, like from the 80s, but at least it's a solid door.
It's from the 1780s, you knobhead.
I think it is, yeah. But, like, I don't know, it seems to be very popular, the government.
Fucking hell. I tell you what, I wouldn't have signed up for this podcast if we talk about aliens and shit. Fucking hell.
I know you wanted a fucking 35-minute conversation about the best weed going around Lanzarote at the moment, but...
England, Ireland, you're from fucking Turkey, mate. No coronavirus there.
I think it's just starting to hit my peoples now, being honest with you, you know, but I can't be too sure. Ask your mum.
You're fucking brutal. Chris, what? He just fucking slagged our mum off.
Yeah, Dave, this is a public podcast. Let's not be making vendettas. I'll go around and sort them out later.
Apart from the Pro Evo, and is there any kind of series that you've been watching, any music you've come across there that you think is worth checking out over the last kind of, you know, what's been getting you through isolation, Chris?
I've been currently watching a BBC series called The Nest. It's not about a woman's vaginal hair.
We're watching that.
I've been watching Sunderland Till I Die on Netflix because I'm one of these rubberneckers that like to see tragic accidents. Danielle would love that because she's a Newcastle fan. And one of the best series that I've watched this year is Succession.
Yeah, Succession's fucking great, isn't it?
Anything HBO apart from the last series of Game of Thrones is usually incredible and great to watch and great to recommend as well. Succession is the new shit.
So, okay, you know, I've not seen that all.
Get on it. It's the creators of The Thick of It.
Yeah.
Alan Partridge, all that kind of thing. But obviously, big scale American production series.
Have you seen Billions?
No.
Yeah, I've seen some of that. Yeah,
that's fucking Axel, high quality, name, man. Yeah, it's the guy out of Homeland. What is it? The Welsh guy, the ginger guy, the Welsh ginger guy, Damien Lewis.
Damien Lewis.
My man. Yeah, no, it is fucking incredible. There's two. There's another actor opposite him. Is it Paul Giannetti, or am I making that name up?
Yeah, it's an Italian name, all right.
The pair of them just put in Oscar-worthy fucking performances every episode. It's probably the best TV show.
Oh, really?
Now or ever? Yeah, I would highly recommend looking out for it, man. Especially like the finale of every season is just like fucking so wonderfully performed and well written. It's well worth a look.
Being the stoner, mate, I fall asleep for everything, and I've watched every single episode of that and stayed awake for all of them, and it's been good. So that's got my shout because I was awake. That's how you know it's good. Nick stayed awake.
the mark of a good series.
Yeah, it doesn't keep Nick awake, man. Yeah. What about music? Are you listening to anything different? I'll tell you what I've been listening to. I've always been a big Kano fan, and he's got a new album out that's great if you're into hip hop. And then there's this, I got introduced to a woman the other day called Sampa the Great, and the song is called Final Form. Check that out. And if you're not dancing around your room, there's something wrong with you.
Sampa the Great,
Final Form.
give it a little try, will we? I'll certainly give it a try. I'll be honest with you, I think most new music is fucking dog shit. So I tend to just listen to old stuff. But one thing, and I know you'll like it, Nick, as well, is... Yes, Chris?
Huh?
Hello?
you're talking about music. It's not really...
Yeah, fucking NPR Tiny Desk Concerts. They're fucking brilliant on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, they're very good, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I watch loads of them. Do you know what I mean? I can't stop watching them. And
My wife's brother, Sarah's brother, James, is in Australia, and he introduced me to Tash Sultana there a good few years ago. And then I started listening to that. It was that Tiny Desk concert. We went to see her in Cork in the Marquee last summer. One of the best concerts I've ever seen. She plays about 20 instruments and is just unreal. So, check her out, Tash Sultana.
But Sinner, she does the loop pedal, doesn't she? I want to buy one, I think my missus doesn't want me to spend 500 quid on something I'm gonna fucking use once with all my dreams. I'm gonna be upstairs doing some get the old loop pedal out for 3 hours. No, you're not. You're gonna play it for 15 minutes and then fuck it in the back of a cupboard for the next 10 years.
You could sell it.
So what is this tiny desk concert? What is it?
Yeah, Sony TV, Steve.
They're basically acoustic gigs with a variety of people, like, you know, a lot of them are small artists, but then you fucking Sting does one with Shaggy, which is quite weird.
Random, yeah. Wu-Tang did a good one.
There's loads.
Is it like, oh, what, he's dead though, isn't he, Mac Miller?
Well, he wasn't when he did it, Chris. So, I'll tell you what, that Mac Miller one, like, you know what I found actually? I said earlier, actually, new music is fucking dog shit. It isn't. I think that new music is overly produced to fucking sound like dog shit. Because I listen to the Mac Miller NPR and it's fucking amazing. Then I listen to the songs that he sings on
the same lyrics.
And then you're like, fuck me, that's so overproduced. And I think that's the problem with new music. They're just overproducing it and sticking on the auto-tune and it's just making new music dog shit and all sound the same. IMO.
There you go. I've been listening on YouTube to a couple of buskers as well. There's a guy, Ren, R-E-N, and then his partner that he busks with is a guy called Sam Tompkins. And they do some really cool covers that flow into each other. They do like... No, not that partner. Not your kind of partner. They do kind of Walking on the Moon that then goes into Welcome to Jamrock by Damian Marley and all sorts of kind of flows random shit all over the place, but really well put together. But there you go.
I'm just glad that when you're on YouTube, you're looking at buskers and not fucking conspiracy theories.
Better use of my time.
You know, as well, going back to the conspiracy theory thing.
Steve? Really?
Yeah, all right, just very brief.
Dave don't want to talk about conspiracy fucking theories all day. You're the one who's like slagging off all these people buying up tin foil. And then you're the one who keeps going back to it, you fucking freak.
David's probably high right now. He'll be fucking on the algorithms later. What it is with conspiracy theories is that when something makes you angry, when you comment on it on Facebook or on YouTube, they show you more of that content because their philosophy is more in any interaction is better than no interaction. So if you start, like, people are putting up stuff about chemtrails and you're getting all fucking angsty and, oh, yeah, this is bullshit, what does it do? It shows you more fucking content about chemtrails to fucking get your goat up. Don't be fucking mind-fucked by these people. That's what's happening.
Who are you talking to, Steve?
You, Chris, and Dave, and Nick.
I'm all right.
Anybody else?
Everyone who's listening.
Don't be mind-fucked.
Anybody who's thick enough to believe conspiracy theories... that's who you're talking to now.
I'll tell you one conspiracy theory I believe in while we're here. I don't believe we've been to the moon. I don't fucking believe it, man. I don't believe it, right? I'll tell you why. When we landed on the moon, my phone now has like 100 times or 1,000 times the computational ability as them fucking computers did that landed the fucking rockets on the moon.
Is that a fact or a Stevie Nicks fact?
That is a fucking fact, mate. Well, I'll put it this way. The Spectrum that you used to play back in the day, you know, like, did you have a little 48K Spectrum? That was a multitude times more computational ability. I don't even know where I'm fucking saying.
That's a fucking fancy
word. Where are you going with this, Steve?
What I'm saying is people didn't go on the moon, Chris. That's what I'm saying. There's no way with the computers and the knowledge they had back then, they could have got something to fucking land on the moon.
Hang on a minute. You're talking about all this computational power. All you need is the ability to thrust outside of the Earth's atmosphere, point yourself at the fucking moon and kind of drop down a thing to kind of land on it and then fly
Very
back.
Technical. You started off so well.
I'll tell you one thing. Getting there is one thing. Getting back? Fuck off. You know what? It was that easy to do. We haven't done it since. Do you know what I mean? Like, I tell you one thing, right? That the reason they did the whole land on the moon thing was is because there was an arms race at the time, and America's wanted to come out as the country that actually was technologically advanced. They're like, right, we're going to land on the moon. We're going to tell people we land on the moon. People are going to know Russia's not going to want to fuck with us because if we can land on the moon with our fucking phone power, then they know we're the Don.
I believe that
this sounds like an audio version of fucking ancient fucking aliens for me because I can't see.
You've watched Ancient Aliens stoned as well, haven't you, Dave? Don't deny it to me.
Probably always.
And Danielle will be in the background, like, "Why, hey, Dave? Why are you watching that shite on TV, lad?" And you'll be like,
"Is she well? Is she?
I'm loving it."
Ancient Aliens, what is that? Aliens that used to live in caves doing shitty drawings and stuff on the walls?
No, it's good actually. It's in the, it's Discovery Channel, isn't it? But some of the theories, they all fucking, there's like seven series, isn't there? It's, yeah, it's good.
Have you heard of Graham Hancock, Chris?
Yes. I watched a few Joe Rogan podcasts with Graham Hancock on, yeah.
Oh, yes, but now I know all about Graham Hancock. Like, you didn't read his books first. You just saw him on Joe Rogan, so now you're an expert. That's what I'm saying.
You said you heard about Graham Hancock, and I said, yeah, I've seen him on the Joe Rogan podcast, and then you try and dig me out, you fucking nonce.
All right, all right, all right.
And you are a nonce as well, I've heard. Yeah, sorry. Someone did a YouTube video about you being a nonce, and I believed it.
All right. All I was saying is, Ancient Aliens. People think that civilization might have been here before. Do you know what I mean? The general time path of what they think civilization is might not necessarily be what civilization actually is, because there was a meteorite hit the Earth 12,800 years ago. That they reckon may have wiped out ancient civilizations. And that Ancient Aliens will probably go on all about that with fucking, look at these big heads we found in these Peruvian mountains that are definitely not made of clay. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Was that theory on it, Dave? Did they do the Peruvians with the big heads?
I only watched one episode, mate.
I think fucking everyone did, mate.
And you can't even smoke it, dickhead.
That was episode two, I was talking about. I
think. It must have been that one, yeah.
Oh, lads.
I heard a theory, actually, a very interesting theory, that going back to the alien chat, that the aliens, as we know them, these kind of little guys that come down in flying saucers with their grey, smooth skin, their big heads, and lack of genitalia, might well be...
Were you one of them, Chris?
What? And this is highbrow fucking shit, yeah?
Why are you saying what when you heard me?
I didn't hear you.
All right,
I honestly didn't hear you. Okay, right, anyway, go back to what I said about, but might just be versions of us in the future traveling back in time. Because obviously, as we've changed from Neanderthals all them thousands of years ago, when we used to be fucking big, hairy bastards with massive fucking foreheads, looking like a bit like Stevie Nicks does today.
I fucking knew that was coming, you cunt.
We've come to this point now where we've lost all of our body hair. We're a lot more kind of smaller. We're a lot less musclier. And that kind of thing is going to progress and advance. And we're going to have sex in different ways. You know, like they used to have sex in, what's that film? Cocoon. Where they used to go in a swimming pool.
That mountain.
That's still how Chris has sex today.
So, yeah, there's a theory that aliens that we allegedly come down and visit us, do experiments on us and stuff like this. That's a conversation for another day. Might just be versions of ourselves time traveling back from the future. Anything to add to that? Or
no,
I think that's the first I've heard of that thing.
Leave it, is it? Yeah, like, yeah. Come from the fucking ocean as well. Joe Rogan, don't blame me, yeah? Don't shoot the messenger.
I don't even think theoretically time travel can be done, can it?
Well, they talk about wormholes, don't they?
Yeah, but wormholes have never been... All right, well, fucking God.
Here we go now. This is where it gets fucking real fucking techy. This is where I have to rein it in a bit, lads.
I'm just saying, if you believe in wormholes, you may as well believe in God.
But for me, they're different. Wormholes are something that could well be there. God's just a fictional character. Like Billy the Fish from the Viz magazines.
I don't think that science, as we know it at the moment, with Einstein's theory of general relativity, shows that wormholes aren't possible.
Really?
Tell it with the people who smoke weed
I think Steve's got a doobie just out of shot.
Nah, mate. I'm just, the way I see it, all I see is I just see me and Dred, me and Dave just sat there silently just giggling away while you two fucking discuss wormholes and fucking relativity.
I'll tell you what, Steve's been down enough wormholes in his time. Fucking hell.
Aliens could be from the multiverse. I mean, that's the other thing, isn't it?
Let's round it up, lad, because you've lost me. You've lost me. So I normally do about 30 minutes. We're at about 45 already, so we're all good, right? Let's round up and wrap up.
I thought this was fucking Steve and Nick's show.
Yeah, mate, that's the whole point, isn't it? Why do you think I brought you last on? I was like, getting fed up of things to say, yeah?
I'm just glad you managed to get fucking Chris onto anything, because I've been asking him to do a podcast for about 4 years. Every time I message him on Facebook about it, he goes, yeah, maybe next year. Have you tried trading before? That's all I fucking get off him, like.
All right. I did, Steve was battering me to do a radio show with him, and I eventually buckled, did a radio show with him, and doubled the listenership straight off.
Bang.
Boom. That was pretty apples.
It went from 3 to 6.
that wasn't that many.
Nick, can you see the analytics on this on your podcast? Does it tell you how many people listen to it?
Yeah, well, each individual one.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
All like, in all.
No, like, yeah. What's your average?
I do both, yeah. I get a breakdown. I'll tell you there now on the old dashboard. Bring up the dashboard.
Many today.
Not many today, yeah. Well, it's not going out yet. I think in total so far, there we go. It's just come up. I've had 317 plays. It's been going for about 2 weeks. The highest one so far, I guess, would be Rory, but I'll find out there now. Rory.
Yeah, I mean, he's like a fucking pop star,
isn't he? He's a bona fide star.
Yeah, he's had 32 listens on his one, so that's the highest one. The rest are kind of mid-20s.
32 listens? I'm doing this for no one. I'm putting in all this effort.
Start sharing it then, you fucking pricks. Why do you think I'm bringing you on?
I'll share this one anyway, apart from the part. Can you edit the part where Chris calls me a nonce out?
Christmas speech, lad.
Looking at the analytics, Steve, I can see the Operation U-Tree listening as well.
Is that a personal joke? Should we leave that there?
No. U-Tree was the
Jimmy Savile
operation for Cliff Richard and Jimmy Savile, yeah. Operation U-Tree.
There we go.
Was that given them
it was originally called Operation Dewtree, but they thought that was racist, so turns into U-Tree instead. I always like a controversial one. Now there's only going to be 23 unique viewers.
Should we let Nick round this up before the police start breaking down our doors?
Yes.
Do you know what it is, mate? I've got to get back to fucking work. I've got a call there in 5 minutes. That's the reality. That's how much I take seriously my work, you see. I'm loving these conversations and I have to cut it short because work comes first.
Yeah, cool.
yeah, mate, I should have been working for the last hour. I've been doing this as well, but we'll get over it. So what rounding up, what are you going to do now? When do you see freedom? When do you see it, Chris, will start?
Not being a Jaffa.
when do you see getting out of isolation?
I think that if the plan sticks together as they're kind of looking to present it, I think that they're going to kind of start it around 3 weeks' time, maybe in France, and maybe around the same in the UK as well. But it's going to be a very soft opening. There's going to be a very, very slow and gradual process. Normality, another year. That's my take on it.
Yeah. What about you, Dave? What's it like in Lanzarote? What they're saying?
No fucking clue, mate. I don't know. I'm just taking it day by day.
That's the best way.
I'm just loving it. It's nice. Spending time with the family, you know what I mean? It's real nice.
Happy days.
Nice breakfast, lunch, eat, you know what I mean? It's all good.
Blazing at night.
Listen, I'm talking. I'm fucking talking. Why are you butting in? Blazing at night. Steve not inviting me in, you know, in Call of Duty modes. He's always online, never invites me. You know what I mean?
He's had like 250 games, 5 wins under his belt. He's got like 0.30
He's busy ignoring his family, Dave.
Oh, let's not start with KD,
big TV.
The big TV's fucking blocking the door,
isn't it?
If you have children, your KD is automatically worse because one hand I'm fucking playing Call of Duty, the other one hand is beating the fucking kids into silence or submission. You know what I mean? Well, tough playing Call of Duty where you're fucking trying to not beat your kids in the background, honestly.
Steve, I
think we've done the full gamut of arrestable offences today, haven't we, guys?
That's it.
On that note, I think you might miss Call of Duty when I'm with my family. Late night.
I have
a general rule, which I try to stick by, which is 7 o'clock TV with a wife. Do you know what I mean? Do my thing during the day, get my PlayStation time, and 7 o'clock TV with a wife. Let's have something special on. Do you know what I mean?
What is it, Steve? What is it? Is it like a Pretty Woman or something, like a romantic comedy?
No. We sit down, we watch this bit of TV, bit of a series. I wait for her to fall asleep, like fucking eagerly.
You're probably giving her blowbacks, aren't you?
Yeah. Stick a little bit of fucking Xanax in her drink before she nods off. And then I get back onto the PlayStation for another couple of hours. You can.
I tell you what. I knew I'd have a giggle today, and I knew I'd have to put a warning on prior to releasing, and I think that's going to have to be the case. But it's been an absolute pleasure, and I'd like to catch up again. I think we should do this again maybe a few weeks down the line because I've had a giggle.
Yeah.
Should we have light limits time on what we're going to talk about, though?
Let me check my diary.
Maybe we'll have a bit of fucking swinging,
Chris. Why do you and Dave? Sorry, why do you keep on Dave's like with that? Oh, we're going to have limits. We're not talking about swinging, mate.
I'm talking about crack houses and whore houses and shit. You know what I mean?
I bet you're glad you haven't got the camera. Okay, lads. Well, listen, thanks very much for today. It's been a right good laugh. I've enjoyed it. And stay safe, all of you. And I'll be in touch soon and we'll link up again.
You stay Lovely safe. Stuff. All the best to your family, Nick. All the best to your family.
You
thanks, Steve.
Yeah, you too, mate.
You're going to call me a Jaffa again, Dave. All the best to my cats.
Chris.
I'd even be surprised if Chris got one of his cats pregnant.
Chris.
What?
I love you.
I love you too. Did you hear that, Mum? Did you hear that?
Did you hear that, Mum?
Huh?
Yeah, Mum and Dad's still listening. Good to hear from you, Stephen X.
Speak soon,
Stephen X. Yes, love you.
Yes, mate. Love you, mate.
I'm gonna send David the dictionary definition of wrapping things up
I'm gonna wrap things up right now. Stay humble. Stay safe. I'll see you when
Apple
I see
crumble.
You. If love I get my you, camera
take care.
Go on.